Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, April 7th, 2014. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin with the invocation by Pastor Rick Temke from the Red Mountain Christian Center, and after that, we'll be very privileged to have our Pledge of Allegiance led by Marion Bureniak. Now, Marion is interesting, and we're having her lead us in the pledge because she is part of our recognition of National Volunteer Week. And Marion has been a volunteer at the Arizona Museum of Natural History for more than 22 years. Oh, and by the way, she just turned 92 last week. So, if you could please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let us pray together. Before you, God, the foundation of wisdom, whose will is good and gracious, and whose law is ultimate truth, we humbly bow our heads and bend our knees, recognizing that we are the created and that you are the creator. This evening, we earnestly ask and seek your divine intervention in the affairs of man. And we recognize that according to Scripture, whoever governs fairly and well, whoever rules in the fear of God is like the first light at daybreak without a cloud in the sky. Almighty God, we pray that you would assist our city leadership to build confidence in these halls of governance, enacting laws and ordinances that reflect divine wisdom, making decisions in the best interest of the people, disregarding personal or political gain or loss, continually maintaining integrity and character, responsibly managing power and position, and exhibiting the highest levels of accountability in fiduciary matters. Today we remember the encouragement of one of our great presidents, Abraham Lincoln, and we join his prayer by asking that your Holy Spirit will guide the councils of this government with wisdom adequate to the enormous tasks before them. We pray that you would give, O God, your tender care and consolation to those that are in need, those that have lost jobs and homes and financial security. I pray that you would grant this elected governing body the will to extend their hands to help and the tenacity to continue working until the task is completed. O Lord, the one who governs the affairs of man, bless the great city of Mesa, that we may be a people of peace among ourselves, a blessing to other cities in this state, as well as our great state of Arizona. Lord, keep this city under your care, and may your unfailing love rest upon us as we put our hope and our confidence in you. And I ask these things in the name of my Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Tonight we have several special people in the audience. Boys. Okay. We still have some very special people here tonight. They didn't leave. And what I was going to tell you is that I have bruises on my shins from getting kicked under the table by people who remind me of all the times we go wrong. But this time, we're going to turn the time over to Councilmember David Luna, who will introduce a couple of very, very special people we have with us.
Thank you, Mayor. I have two special people I want to recognize, and that is Ana Guzman, if you wouldn't mind standing, and Alberto Carrasco. They're both students from the Joe Wilson Leadership Program at Benedictine University, and they're here to shadow me and to learn all about leadership. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Next, we have a presentation by Donna DeFrancesco, the Conservation Specialist of the Environmental and Sustainable Division for Arbor Day. We do have Arbor Day,
It's a special. Mayor, Council, thank you so much. It's great to be here with you tonight. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we are going to be doing for our Arbor Day celebration. Arbor Day, by the way, will be on Friday, April 25th. It's so tremendously exciting to be here on the same evening as the National Volunteer Week. as most of our Arbor Day activities are completed by our volunteers. Everything I'm outlining for you tonight, along with great links for tree planting and tree care information for all those folks here tonight or watching at home, can be found on our website at mesaaz.gov/sustainability. So you can find great information there. This year, once again, City of Mesa employees and Master Gardeners will be volunteering their time and going to Mesa Elementary Schools and reading the Lorax, the third grade classes, as part of their planting curriculum lesson. We'll be providing each student with blue Palo Verde seeds, which is our state tree, and they'll be able to grow those and plant them. Also on Arbor Day, we'll be conducting tree planting at the new Desert Botanical Walk at the newly developed park at McKellop's and Ellsworth Road, and Zaharis Elementary students will again help us out. I know both Mayor and Councilmember Luna, you guys are out there planting things just this last week, shrubs and all kinds of things with the dedication for that. Another activity that same day, Mesa will be invited to attend an Arbor Day celebration at the State Capitol, where we'll receive the Tree City USA Award and designation for our fourth year. So our Arbor Day celebration activities are all part of getting our Tree City USA designation. So, and we do appreciate all the support that all council members have provided us for that purpose. Mayor Smith, this year I've asked Laura Azevedo to read the Arbor Day proclamation. Laura works in our office as a student intern, an unpaid intern, of course, which makes her one of our volunteers being honored this evening. And Laura is a student at Arizona State University School of Sustainability. She's provided valuable assistance with our outreach efforts for water conservation, the community garden, Arbor Day, and more. So please help me welcome Laura.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, Mayor Smith and council members. I will go ahead and read the proclamation today. So, whereas Mesa plants trees as a means of preserving and enhancing the natural beauty holds and to enrich our quality of life, and whereas trees are not only vital resources but environmental workers that provide oxygen, purify the water and air, reduce erosions of our soils, supply food and shelter to wildlife, and provide shade and wind barriers to conserve energy. And whereas trees in our city increase property values, buffer traffic noises, enhance the economic vitality of our business areas, and create beautiful landscapes in our parks and right of ways to make our community even more livable. And whereas we gratefully acknowledge the vision of leaders past who gave us the gift that of trees that we do so enjoy today, whereas programs like Tree City USA and Arbor Day are opportunities for us to plant and maintain trees for the future, we urge all of our citizens to plant trees, celebrate Arbor Day, and support efforts to protect our trees and urban forests. Thank you.
Thank you. You did a tremendous job. It was a real treat to have you here, and to share in your triumph. I can't think of any other words that go like that. I had to stretch on the triumph thing. Yes, you will. You will. Just a few minutes ago, you heard our Pledge of Allegiance given by Marion Buriniak, a volunteer at the Arizona Museum of Natural History, as we said, for more than 22 years. Marion, thank you. Marion and a large number of other City of Mesa volunteers are here tonight to be recognized as part of National Volunteer Week. Here to talk more about our wonderful volunteers is Michelle Alves. Michelle, there you are, who is the volunteer manager for the City of Mesa. Michelle?
The City of Mesa has thousands of volunteers who serve in a variety of roles for many city departments. Volunteer jobs range from building museum exhibits to working with emergency responders and to coaching and officiating at youth sports. During 2013, volunteers donated nearly 260,000 hours of service to the City of Mesa, providing a value of more than $5 million to our city.
Sorry, I get choked That's up okay. when I read about that when the water goes down the wrong pipe. Thanks, Michelle. Now I'd like to introduce members of the council who are going to highlight various areas of and give examples of various areas of volunteerism in our city. First, we'll start with Vice Mayor Alex Venter.
Wonderful. The city department with the most volunteer hours is Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities with 59,698 hours of service. Mesa Parks and Recreations provide activities for all ages and seasons. Examples of their volunteer experience include assisting in adaptive programs, coaching youth sports, after-school youth activities, parking for special events, and park cleaning. Summer youth volunteers learn skills such as leadership, safety, timekeeping, professionalism, and volunteerism through their interaction with program participants. Many of our volunteer groups often register for our programs. The buy-in to keep Mesa the place to play gives a spirit of community. Also, the areas I have the privilege to recognize are the departments with the second highest number of volunteer hours for 2013, diversity and neighborhood outreach. During 2013, 8,284 neighborhood outreach volunteers, neighborhood outreach volunteers donated over 48,000, I had to double check those numbers, those are huge, 48,000 hours of their time to a variety of activities to improve and beautify Mesa's neighborhoods. These volunteers are a tremendous asset to the city, not only in their time donated, but through the in-kind donations of materials and supplies, which amounted to nearly 8 million. That's 8,000 last year. That's in the supply areas. Volunteers assisted with a variety of different projects, including exterior home painting projects for residents in need, community cleanups, collecting nuisance signs through the Sign Sweep program, national days of service such as Make a Difference Day, and citywide events such as the Arizona Celebration of Freedom.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Now we'll turn to Councilmember Dave Richens.
Volunteers are an integral part of Mesa's public libraries. Their ages range from 13 to 96. They assist library staff in a variety of ways, including recording books for the blind, shelving, sorting books, assisting patrons with computers, ThinkSpot technology support, the used bookstore, and delivering library materials to homebound patrons. Volunteers assist with programs for all ages. The library has donated 25,000 hours through its dedicated volunteers this year. Volunteers with the Development and Sustainability Department provide valuable assistance on various public and planning appointed boards. The department also has planning and sustainability interns from ASU, who's been a great collaborator with the city of late, who work between 12 and 20 hours a week during the semester by assisting staff with many ongoing projects. Our business services department has a particular volunteer they wanted to recognize named Jose Lopez, who has been in the print shop for 3 years since his retirement from the City of Mesa Mail Services Department. Spending some time with the Mesa Public School District. During a normal day, he will stock supplies and package print jobs for delivery to various city departments, among other duties. The volunteers for the surplus store restock the shelves, clean items to be sold, and work with customers when the store is open. They will help sort items that are similar, test items to make sure they work, and make repairs to bicycles when they come in.
Thank you, Councilmember Richens. Now, Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh.
Thank you. We also have volunteers who serve in the public safety functions that we do as a city. Mesa Police Department has 130 VIPs, or volunteers in police service, who donated around 26,000 hours of their time in a variety of police services in 2013. Our VIPs assist in many department functions ranging from victim assistance, forensic services, patrol support, and these volunteer services truly enhance public safety and the quality of law enforcement, which is undoubtedly one of the most challenging and rewarding opportunities for volunteerism today. The Mesa Fire and Medical Department, which includes fire and life safety education and the prevention division, has more than 150 volunteers who donated nearly 23,500 hours of their time last year. And volunteers for fire and medical participate in many areas, including business education, safety training, our cadets, our CERT or community emergency response team, connectors, home safety inspections, and social services. These volunteers have a dedication and commitment that is a great asset to not only the fire and medical department, but also to the citizens of Mesa. Our city prosecutor's office also has intern volunteers who provide research and reviewing police reports for charging and assist with prosecution in the courtrooms when appropriate. Victim services volunteers provide court escorts, information and referrals, and information to victims of crime. Other volunteers assist in supporting the trial teams by searching for records and attaching them to the case files. These volunteers contribute several hundred hours every quarter, allowing our prosecutor's office to expand and impact our community through timely and effective prosecution and services to victims of crime.
Thank you, Councilman Cavanaugh. Now, Councilmember Chris Glover.
Thank you, Mayor. The volunteers at the Mesa Arts Center perform a variety of jobs and are an essential part of the Mesa Arts Center. They conduct the public tours, usher at the theater performances, provide public outreach and education, assist the instructors in the studios, and provide administrative support, assist at special events, and educate the public on the works of art in the galleries, just to name a few of the things that they do. The Mesa Arts Center volunteers are most often those that are the first point of contact for the public and for the nearly 230,000 patrons who visit the center each year. Volunteers are not only ambassadors for the Arts Center, but for the restaurants, hotels, museums, and other attractions that are found in Mesa and in the East Valley. A big part of the downtown Mesa is MacFest. The mission of the Mesa Arts and Crafts Festival, or MacFest, is to provide an environment that encourages the economic and artistic growth of emerging and established artists and crafters while revitalizing downtown Mesa and building a sense of community. MacFest volunteers serve as members of the organizing committee to plan and manage the 7th-month, 14-Saturday festival events and work as information booth attendants who engage the public during each 6-hour event. I'd like to do a special shout-out to Vern Mathers and Phyllis Young, who have taken the lead on the MacFest and have really done an outstanding job to spearhead this event. So my special thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Now, Councilmember David Luna.
Thank you, Mayor. Both of our city-owned museums in Mesa are grateful for the dedicated volunteers who helped in many different ways. In 2013, the nearly 200 volunteers of the Arizona Museum of Natural History could be found engaging visitors in the galleries, educating children in the exploration station, building and maintaining our exhibits, doing archaeological research and preservation, preserving paleontological fossil prep, and assisting the education department with administrative projects. They also guided visitors through the past of Mesa Grande Cultural Park, traveled and presented at community programs, attended training, served on museum boards, and facilitated at 16 special events and educational programs. IDEA museum volunteers work alongside museum staff in many capacities. They help to monitor the museum's galleries, lead school children through guided tours, facilitate the artful tale experience for preschoolers, read stories to our young visitors, and assist with classes, workshops, and events. Volunteers also behind the scenes in areas such as marketing, development, and office assistance. IDEA Museum interns participate in the exhibit design process, plan and deliver educational programs, and promote the museum through social media marketing. In addition to the museums, I'm here to talk about Falcon Field, which is in my council district, and I'm in a very special volunteer. As a pilot himself, Ed Chauza's vast aviation knowledge is very useful for special projects. He is asked to perform as a volunteer at Falcon Field. On a routine basis, Ed prepares a study showing comparative fuel prices between fuel providers at Falcon Field and those at many other Valley airports. This is an important tool for airport staff to have when tenants and visitors express their concerns about the current high prices of aviation fuel. Ed also performs airside ramp checks to help ensure the proper aircraft are being stored in the correct rented facilities. Ed also assists with the annual Falcon Field open house, both in its preparation and execution.
Thanks to all. These are great examples of people who volunteer and give their service on a daily basis. But the City of Mesa has also hundreds of other volunteers who serve on one or more of our 30 advisory boards and committees. Residents who participate have an opportunity to become involved in their local government, make recommendations to the Mesa City Council on topics ranging from arts and culture to historic preservation to transportation. The city, in turn, benefits from the knowledge, experience, and expertise of its civic-minded citizens. Most boards and committees have between 5 and 11 members, serving 3-year terms. We have a number of our city volunteers in the audience tonight. At this time, I'd like to have them all please stand so we can thank them, recognize them, and thank them for their service. All the volunteers, please stand. Thank you so much for making Mesa a great place. And as I go around this city, this state, and the valley, and the state, and also the country, and talk to others about the incredible volunteers that we have, I find that Mesa's unique. You know, all cities have people volunteers. That's what makes communities great. It seems like we have an overabundance of people that are willing to serve in a variety of areas and who give of their time, their energy, their efforts, and often their money to their community so they can make a great community. In recognition of this week, I issued a proclamation. It's one of the fun things mayors get to do. I won't read all the whereases on it, but just so you know that this is National Volunteers Week, and we recognize not only those who give volunteer service, but we also want to make you aware of all the other opportunities that we have to volunteer. The city has an online system to access, making it easier to search for openings on based on your area of interest, length of time commitment, number of volunteers, and more. If you go to our website, which is www.mesaaz.gov/volunteer, you can see the opportunities that are available. Volunteering is important because it gives us a sense of commitment, a pride for the community. It's a chance for you to give back. It's a chance for you to participate. Most of all, it's a chance to meet the people that you serve and to get the benefit and the satisfaction of great service. You can also train for new and exciting areas. We have a lot of our volunteers who serve, and they find that they either like the area they serve in so much or it gives them such good experience that they use it as a type of on-the-job training. So there's a lot of give-backs for volunteering. The most important one, though, is the satisfaction of knowing that you've given to your community, you've helped somebody who's in need, and basically you've been a big part of building a better Mesa. So thanks to all of our volunteers. Let's give them one more round of applause, please. Thank you. Now, unfortunately, the fun part of the meeting is over. And we move on to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent agenda, which will be read to the record this evening by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion. Yep. All right. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council, and they will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for the Arizona Community Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 25th, 845 South Chrisman Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Every Kid Counts Incorporated, two-day charitable event, Saturday, April 26th and Sunday, April 27th, 1300 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Luke Greenway Post No. 1, the American Legion, one-day fraternal event, Saturday, April 12th, 4155 East Virginia Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 18th, on McDonald Street from Maine to Pepper. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Pros Ranch Market, 1118 East Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on off-track betting license application for Turf Paradise TP Racing, LLLP, the Telecast at Third Base Incorporated, J.J. Madison's, 430 North Power Road. Item 4B, act on off-track betting license application for Turf Paradise TP Racing, LLLP, to Telecast at Glen Bay Incorporated, O'Kelly Sports Bar and Grill, 2120 West Guadalupe Road. Item 5A, act on bingo application for Mesa Village Bingo, 2701 East Allred Avenue. Item 6A, act on three-year term contract for trailer parts, automotive lighting, mirrors, and safety supplies for the Fleet Services Department. Item 6B, act on three-year term contract for original equipment manufacturer and aftermarket refuse body and sweeper body parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 6C, act on three-year term contract for phlebotomy services for the Police Department. Item 6D, act on contract to purchase two replacement sedans for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Fire and Medical budget. Item 6E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for fire protective clothing for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 6F, act on three-year term contract for Alkyd thermoplastic striping material for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 6G, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 6H, act on three-year term contract for mechanical couplings for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 6I, act on three-year term contract for meter set assemblies for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 6J, act on three-year term contract for Riverview and Player Development Facilities maintenance equipment for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. This purchase is funded by the Enterprise Capital Project Fund's Cub Spring Training Facility. Item 7A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Town of Superior for vehicle fire apparatus maintenance and repair services to be performed by the Mesa Fire Department Maintenance Division. Item 7B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a solar services agreement and a performance guarantee agreement with Solar City for the purchase and sale of solar services through the finance, design, installation, operation, and maintenance of a solar panel system for the Red Mountain Police Substation. Item 7C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County and the town of Queen Creek to cost share in the development of a design concept report for the intersection of Germain Road and Sossaman Road. Item 7D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River, Pima, Maricopa Indian Community for the sharing of radio communication sites and facilities. Item 7E, act on resolution approving the third substantial amendment to the annual action plan for fiscal year 2011-2012 and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 7F, act on resolution approving the first substantial amendment to the annual action plan for fiscal year 2012-2013 and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 7G, act on resolution approving the first substantial amendment to the annual action plan for fiscal year 2013-2014 and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z14-011, located at the northwest corner of Dobson Road and Broadway Road, site plan review and special use permit to allow development of a vehicle service station and retail store. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z14-003, 345 South Shouse Street, located west of the northwest corner of Broadway Road and Gilbert Road, rezone and site plan modification to allow development of multi-residence townhome development. Item 8C, act on ordinance regarding Z14-013, the 8600 block of East Desert Lane South Side and the 8600 block of East Medina Avenue North Side, located east of Hawes Road and south of Baseline Road, rezone to allow development of single residences. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, the Groves of Hermosa Vista 2, the 2000 to 2100 blocks of East Mallory Street on the south side and the 2100 block of East Menlo Circle on the west side, located on the southeast corner of Old Gilbert Road and Mallory Street. And item 10A, adopt notice of intention to adjust utility rates and set May 19th, 2014 as the date of the public hearing. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. We've informed Councilmember Summers, you with us now?
I am.
Councilman Scott Summers is on the phone with us. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Are there any requests from the public to remove any items from the consent agenda?
No items, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Luna. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Aye. The vote is 7-0 and the motion carries. Next item is to conduct a public hearing and take action on the following minor general plan amendment and ordinance that was induced at a prior council meeting. Item 11A, GP minor 14-003, District 5, 529 South Hawes Road, located south of Broadway Road on the east side of Hawes Road, 3.4 plus or minus acres. Minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designation from MDR 6 to 10 to MDR 10 to 15, to allow for the development of town homes. We declare the public hearing open. Are there any questions or comments from the council? Any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. We also have item 11B, which is the corresponding zoning case, rezoning from R3 PAD to R3 PAD and site plan modification. If there's no objections, we'll take items 11A and 11B as a single motion. Do I have a motion to approve items 11A and 11B? We have a motion from Councilmember David Luna, second from Councilmember Chris Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The motion is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion carries. Next item is item 12, conduct a public hearing on the license and use agreement with Matheson Trigas, Inc., and take action on the following resolution. Item 12A, a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager enter into a right-of-way license with Matheson Trigas, Inc. for the installation, operation, and maintenance of an industrial pipeline for conveyance of non-toxic, non-flammable gas, such as nitrogen gas, within the city right-of-way and easements for industrial users. The proposed non-exclusive agreement has a 25-year combined term. We'll declare the public hearing open. Are there any questions or comments from the council? Are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. I have a motion to approve item 12A from Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Glover. Are there any questions or comments? There being none, please vote.
Please vote.
Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
There are seven ayes and no nays. No horses here. So the motion carries. Next item is items from citizens present. Are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Wow. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Glover, a second Councilmember Luna. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.